Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
And welcome in to the Rob and Kale Show. I'm Rob Sanders. Across the in the upstate is my podcast partner here, Kale Hall. Mr. Carolina Jackpot, what's going on, sir?
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing this evening? Great to be here. Great to be here. 3-0. Great to be undefeated against the spread. And, our cohorts over in the dirty corner of the upstate are 0-3. So, I mean, I wouldn't know what that feels like. I mean, it must feel bad, I could imagine. But feels good to be undefeated.
Megan, with the Super Chat saying, excellent execution by Will Muschamp special teams, Todd Blackledge. Okay. You want to ride with that Will Muschamp thing, buddy? You go ahead. We'll have plenty of time. We're going to talk about the Georgia-South Carolina game, the Clemson and Georgia Tech game. We'll get into all that in a moment. Of course, Mr. Boogie says, keep it quiet tonight, Jackpot. Hilarious.
Yeah, really. She's not here tonight.
We'll get Jackpot's thoughts on the game here. And Pigskin Pete with a good comment here. Clemson's offense is lost somewhere in Jackpot's couch cushions. Ouch. Yeah. Jackpot doesn't own a couch.
Uncle Lou says, Jackpot, did you get out of your house last night? No, I got put out of the house last night, actually. Yeah. No, what did I miss?
What did I miss? We're not going to.
No, I live streamed some of the game last night on here. And, I got a little bit loud and, I got my ass chewed.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Well, my better half, she had to go and work. She had to get up at 3 o'clock this morning and go work for a few hours. And she had already told me before, like in the middle of the day yesterday that, hey, I got to get up early. Please don't be loud tonight. And I'm like, I won't. And then you were. Yeah, I was. It's like, you know, I knew that we probably were going to, you know, not come out on the pleasant end of the scoreboard there. And I knew basically what was going to happen. It was just a matter of how well we did or didn't execute last night. So I don't really know why I got so agitated, but I don't know.
I was actually at work covering the Gamecocks, so I didn't get a chance to watch it.
There were too many Miller Lights involed.
Wait, someone said did you pull it? Did you pull the stream?
No, it's there. There's one that I streamed after halftime, and I didn't upload it. I uploaded the other part. It's like 27 minutes long.
Oh, okay, because I haven't seen it yet. So, anyway, we'll get into that in a moment. Let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill. They sponsor the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, leading the way in the Pick'em Challenge right now with 22 out of a possible 33 correct picks is our friend Gary Mills. Gary Thrills Mills leading the way. So, congratulations to him. We'll have new picks up here in the next, by the end of either tonight or early in the morning, one or the other, for next week. So we've already got the games picked out. We'll go over those later on. But thanks to Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. I went out and watched some of the first quarter last night there with Billy and the guys as the Gamecock fans were upset. Upset. So there's that. Anyway, if you're in Columbia, they do tailgate packages. If you're going to go and to the Kentucky game, you don't want to cook. They can take care of you. Go to CallawaysBarAndGrill.com. You can order online there. All right. Also, from Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot. Uncle Jackpot, read away.
All righty. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Hold on. Sucks to be a Gamecock. Murder Murdaugh, is that how you say it? Played football for my shit show team. We are an underdog to Kentucky. That should tell you how shitty we are. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. All right, Jackpot, let's get into it. Last night, didn't start off too good early there for the Gamecocks. James Cook got it started early with this and run.
Off to Cook, got a block. Cook, 15, 10, 5, touchdown down the middle. Touchdown, Georgia. They score first and take a 6-0 lead.
And, you know, the Gamecocks would get 3 points, but then JT Daniels, long touchdown pass here, beating up on the Gamecocks secondary.
Dogs go quickly. Long ball now going down to Burton. He's open. Oh, he caught it. Touchdown. Long ball. We went fast. Just like last week. This time it was Daniels that put it on a dime and Burton into the end zone for the score.
Then, of course, it was just a little bit too much there for the Gamecocks. They do score the first touchdown of the season against the Georgia defense, but in the end, just too much.
And that'll be the last snap of the ball game. Final 30 seconds will tick away, and the Dogs now 3-0. They win this one, running away 40-13.
All right, there you go. So Georgia wins 40-13, Jackpot. Your initial thoughts after all that's over with?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was that's about where I thought that's where we were going to end up at. And like I said earlier on the post game video, which I did about 2 hours ago, I was pleased with the wide receiver play last night. I was somewhat pleased with the defensive line play. Georgia's got a good offensive line, so, you know, there's only so much you can do with that, but that offensive line play of ours is absolutely horrible, absolutely deplorable, pathetic, sad, whatever adjective you want to use for disappointing is the way offensive line play. And these are the same dudes who paved the road to 1,000 yards rushing for Kevin Harris last year. The same dudes. What's the difference? And I think it's in the coaching. It's in the coaching. These guys look confused. They look horrible. And I don't want to hear from people about how Georgia's got an NFL defensive line, Carolina Jack, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. You're not going to get any better playing against shitty competition. So that was the best defensive line you'll probably face all year long. So what? You didn't block them. You didn't block them. So, you know, obviously you're not going to be able to run the ball on a team like that if you can't get a hat on a hat and create some kind of holes. It was pathetic.
Well, Shane Beamer did have this comment about the Georgia defensive line last night.
Who was doing?
Georgia's a defensive line. What were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players on their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got 5-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good. That's why they have the top defense in the country. They're hard to run the football on. So there wasn't some magical scheme they came out with tonight. They got 5-star recruits everywhere, and they play really physical. Damn.
That was the best part of the end was just, damn. Like, hey, dumbass. What a dumbass.
I mean, you ask a stupid question. I mean, and that was a stupid question. But still, I mean, you know, there's still what I don't like there. There's no accountability by the coaching staff there for, you know, hey, we didn't have them prepared. You know, schemes are too hard to understand. Something, I mean, they look like crap. Tommy Bradshaw online says nobody's going to block UGA's D line. I'm not talking about UGA. I'm talking about they couldn't block East Carolina's defensive line last week. This is not a UGA problem.
Yeah, this is the thing. The Georgia fans have to be told they're pretty all the time. They have a big sense of, well, first of all, every season they end up kicking themselves in the dick, even when they have the most talent in the fucking world. So they're used to failing. So they have to be told every day that they're absolutely the most beautiful girl in the world, or they feel like they're disrespected. Fuck your team. You're going to fuck up before the year's over with. Everybody knows it. No one takes your fucking program seriously. He won't say it because he knows that, he's supposed to take his medicine tonight, but I'll say it. Fuck your team. Fuck your coach, too. check the assistant coach that he's got that stole millions of dollars from two SEC programs. I said that. And by the way, that same idiot last night, I tweeted out about this. That Rob sounds good. You should check that out. This is what this idiot said last night. He was asked by Rick Henry, who is a veteran sports reporter that's been in the business for 40 freaking years and was covered Muschamp all over the place. He asked Muschamp at the end of the game, let me make sure that I give you the exact quote here because I want to make sure I'm not lying here. Rick Henry doing a live spot at the stadium. Muschamp walks by and Rick says, hey, Will, you going to stop and talk to us? Muschamp says, no, I'm not. That guy is a disease, and he's on your roster, and he's going to eventually.
I'm too busy over here.
You're deleting everybody that's hitting what I'm saying? That's
fine. Little things up that are popping up. The old game you play at fucking Chuck E. Cheese, where you
whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. So I'm doing over here in the comment section. Muschamp did what?
Muschamp, at the end of the game, Rick Henry, who covered him when he was at South Carolina, has won several Emmys as a sports reporter, asked him, hey, can you come over here and talk with us? Muschamp walks by and says, nope, I'm not. No, I'm not. So that just tells you the kind of individual that Muschamp is. So there you go with that. He's a complete failure. Here comes the idiots calling to defend him. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening. And they hung up. Anyway, you're welcome to call 803-470-2905. Did you have anything about the game that you did like?
Yeah, I like the continued emergence of Josh Van as a playmaker. He just kind of came out of nowhere. It's kind of like, you know, he realized that somebody needed to step up in that wide receiver group and lead them, and he's doing it. So a long time ago, I jumped off the boom bus, but now I'm taking a ride in the back of the van.
Okay, then. Josh Van caught, what, three balls?
Taken away. There was a penalty on it, but, he looked good last night.
Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon or this evening? Excuse me.
Good. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm a Carolina fan, so I understand the ups and downs of this football program. But I have to tell you, you know, after seeing the comments and stuff, and you know, Georgia fans are always going to talk shit, have excuses. Like you said, they're going to lose a game or two this year, so I'm not worried about it.
They will. Everybody knows that they'll lose. And the sad thing is that even the smartest ones know. Megan, who is a friend of the program, he knows. He knows deep down in his heart. He'll tell you, I'm a Georgia fan. I've been watching this shit for 40 years. He knows. They're all prideful and everything now, but once November and December gets here, they fold. It's like death and taxes. It's going to happen.
Well, the reason I called is because I really believe in Shane Beamer. We don't have the talent right now to line up. Everybody saw how big Georgia was up front. We couldn't block Eastern Illinois. We couldn't block East Carolina. We knew we wasn't going to block Georgia, but the guys fought for four quarters. And I just love his attitude. And I'll say one thing to Georgia fans. You haven't won anything lately. So, yeah, you've won the SEC championship. But look at all the talent you have. You just can't get the job done. And you want Kirby Smart to be Nick Saban so bad you can't stand it. So just enjoy watching old Nicky, Sir Nick, down there and win it again this year when they roast y'all's asses in the SEC championship game. I'm out. Go Gamecocks.
Go Cox.
803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. There were some good things for South Carolina, including they did get Kevin Harris 15 carries. I was wondering when they were going to do that. It was kind of a silent 15 carries, but they did get him 15 carries on the night, so maybe that is going to help on the running back front there. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
How's it going, Bluegrass Sports Media, of the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats?
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you called this week. I hope that you call back on next Sunday. Now, I don't know if the Gamecocks can beat you or not. But if the Gamecocks can pull off the upset, and right now it would be an upset, I hope that you don't disappear.
I won't. I mean, I was under the impression we were going to do a stream together.
Well, we can do a stream together. We can do a stream together. I don't have a problem with that. We'll message each other. I think you've got my email address, right? Just email me and we'll set something up. That's fine. By the way, are you really calling up here running your mouth about Kentucky when you struggled to beat UT Chattanooga?
Y'all rode the struggle bus against the Mocs. You almost lost to a snake.
That's true. We did struggle.
If they could recover an onside kick, you would have lost to the snake yesterday.
Yeah.
I have to think Kentucky's better than that. They played down to the competition yesterday. I think Kentucky is more of the team that beat Missouri last week, not the team that almost lost to the snake yesterday. I don't believe that. I believe Kentucky's better than that. They were playing possum.
RMF Ty with a good comment here. He says he will disappear. He did it during basketball season last year when Kentucky was a dumpster fire. Is that true, sir?
Sir, I streamed not every basketball game, but I streamed like five basketball games after Kentucky had won six gut ball games. Like, no, I didn't disappear. I was streaming.
RMF Tide is here every week, sir. I kind of value his opinion. I'm just asking. I don't know. I wasn't following last season, so it's a fair question. He brought it up in the chat. It's kind of the way the show goes here.
The only reason he thinks I disappeared is because I don't have any viewership and no one. I'm irrelevant, kind of. So, but anyway, so.
I'm sorry. Holy shit, dude. Why would you come out with that?
Sometimes you got to get yourself, you know? Wow.
That's funny.
You know, I come on here and I give the spiel of how good of a football team we are.
Well, look, why can't you – look, let's just be honest, though. What the hell happened where you almost lost to the snake? How the hell do you almost lose to the snake yesterday?
So, Chris Rodriguez supposedly had some kind of injury, so he only got 13 carries. And we threw the ball 35 times, which is ridiculous. You know, I was going to say that. I came on here – a few weeks ago, and I was really excited about Will Levis because he threw four touchdowns against Monroe or six touchdowns or where it was. You know, as an objective person, and I'll never say this again, he played very bad against Chattanooga last week, and it kind of scares me. I think we still beat South Carolina just because their offensive line seems very bad. But other than that, I mean, we have to run the football. We have to run the football and set up the pass via play action because we can't have him throwing the ball 35 times a game.
Sir, you were talking at the very beginning of this call about being a 3-0 Kentucky Wildcats team. And if I remember correctly, you were talking earlier in the season about let the SEC East know that Kentucky has a quarterback.
I still think we beat all the SEC East teams besides Georgia.
Okay.
I still think we beat those teams. I don't think they can stop our run game.
So you think you're going 11-1?
I think we're going 11-1. Yes.
Jesus.
I think after I saw what I saw, I mean, I didn't think
you know the internet doesn't go away, right? I mean,
I thought this would be a rebuilding year, and they would be not very good this year. But I was wrong. There's no way you're not beating Florida. You're just not. I mean,
by the way, I hope that Beg and Megan and Caden and all these guys over there razz you like they did me. Jesus Christ. You think that team's going 11-1? You almost lost to the fucking snake. Okay, buddy. I mean, it's nice to be a fan.
Clemson's in a bad spot right now too.
Right, and we're going to address Clemson in a moment, and I have plenty to say about the Clemson football team, and I'll be happy to share that with you. But we have to, you have to own that 11-1 when you almost lost to the snake. That's insane.
Okay. We can talk when we beat South Carolina and then Florida.
I think you lose to Florida by 17 points. I think you lose to Georgia by 20. How's that?
Oh,
and I don't want Georgia to win shit, but I think you lose to Georgia by 20. Seriously. No. If you play the way you played
yesterday, conservative, it'd be 45-14.
You think you can play like the way that you played yesterday and that's going to that you think you guys can clean all that up? Because you're going to have to, or otherwise, what's going to happen to you.
I think yesterday was an aberration. I think we have to get the defense fixed. Offense is going to fix itself. I think once we get into SEC play, we're going to start running the ball more.
Hold on, sir. I hate to be the guy that does this, but Kentucky's never been a team that you talk about with their offense. If you could tell me, all right, look, we've got a few things we're going to try to fix on the defensive side of the ball with Coach Stoops, I can halfway buy that. But to tell me that the offense is going to right itself, that's insane, man. That's not – you're not known for that.
Well, Clemson's not known for beating Georgia Tech by 7.
Once again, sir, we're gonna talk about Clemson in a moment. Let's finish talking about your team. Let's not run into the spin cycle, okay? You're telling me you think the offense is going to fix itself – when you don't have a history of doing that, and you have a quarterback that's been there for 3 games, and you had to struggle to beat the snake.
But
am I going too fast for you, sir?
No, we beat Missouri. It was
sure.
Okay,
we're not talking about Missouri. We're talking about the fact that you almost lost to the snake, and you're telling me you come on this program and tell me you're going to be 11-1. You're expecting me to buy that, sir? Sir, I'm asking you. Who has more quality wins besides Georgia? How about Alabama going into Florida and picking up a win? That's pretty goddamn impressive, if you ask me.
You said
who's got quality wins besides Georgia? Are we talking about in the East for the SEC East? Is that the way you want to go?
Besides Georgia that we play.
How about Georgia? Georgia's got a win over Clemson. I would think that's a quality win. Yep. I don't know the rest of everybody's schedule. I don't know the rest of everybody's schedule, but the rest of the East absolutely sucks an asshole. So that's not really a fair assessment.
Tennessee picked up a big win yesterday.
That Tennessee Tech win was insane, wasn't it?
We play LSU, who got beat by a UCLA team, who just got beat by Fresno State from the West, and we play the damn Bigfoot from the West.
Y'all won't beat them either. Y'all haven't won in Starkville since like 2007.
Here's what you should do, because the reality is when I look at your team, I see a 7-win team. That's what I see. I see a 7, maybe an 8-win team. I would focus on just beating South Carolina this weekend and staying above the Gamecocks in that realm. That's what I would do if I were a Kentucky fan, because you've already beat Missouri, and then hope you can beat Tennessee, and then make sure you beat Vanderbilt. Because if you do that, you have a very solid shot of finishing 3rd in the East. And you got to worry about LSU as well. But the reality is just be what you are. And to say the offense is going to fix itself, man, that's not – nobody's buying that, man.
Okay, we don't turn the ball over against – if we cut the turnovers out
– So the snake turned the ball over for you there, and you're thinking that you're going to go against a South Carolina team that was +1 against Georgia in turnovers, and you're just going to win that game. You think that's going to happen, and you had issues with the snake. I mean, I'm just giving you facts here. South Carolina had 3 turnovers, got 3 turnovers from Georgia compared to the 2 that the Bulldogs turned them over. Georgia's probably – you think you can make an argument they're the best team in the country. You're coming into South Carolina into a fan base that is absolutely on fire with a bright young coach, and you think you're just going to walk into Williams-Brice and do that. After you had trouble with the snake this weekend.
And you know who else thinks that? Vegas. And how often are they wrong?
Sure. Well, they were really wrong this weekend. They thought Michigan State was an 8-point underdog to Miami. Miami won by 21. Do you want to go over the rest of those? They thought South Carolina was a 32-point dog to Georgia. That wasn't true. They thought Clemson was 28 points better than Georgia Tech. I mean, we can find several spots where Las Vegas was wrong.
So can you tell me how they built all those buildings being wrong so much?
I mean, the old people putting money in slot machines? I mean, what do you want, man? Jackpot going out there and buying lottery tickets? I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
They're right more than they're wrong. And okay. They think that Kentucky is a 5.5-point favorite going into South Carolina with South Carolina having the home field advantage. If they played in Lexington, it would probably be a 7 or 8 point line.
DaReal MVP 24 says he's a UK fan. He says the caller is insane.
James Willoughby said, "Well, South Carolina." Okay.
He's probably one of those UK fans that's like on the Facebook group that's all like doesn't think anything was wrong with last week and a win's a win. I went on our Facebook groups last week and we have some fucking crazy people that they won't admit that Will Levis didn't play well or anything like that. It's crazy.
All right. Well, sorry, you just said 90 seconds ago, but you're going 11-1.
Yes. We're going 11-1.
James, okay. I'm ignorant because Georgia would have easily covered the spread. Well, you know, if my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. So, I mean, whatever. South Carolina pulled starters, too. So, there's that.
Well, I don't agree with you with the 11-1. I don't agree with you telling me that your offense is going to fix itself when you're not really known for your offense fixing itself. And well,
you've been watching. It's a completely different offense with a completely different offensive coordinator and a completely different coaching staff.
Okay, well, how can you say they're going to fix it? If it's brand new, you don't know, right?
Well, you don't know if he's not going to fix it. You can't look at the past coaching staffs and say, well, they haven't fixed it in the past. It's not fixable.
Okay. I'm just saying from a perspective of what Kentucky has as far as their offense goes, you have a great, right tackle, and Chris Rodriguez is a great running back. There's not really much on that offense that scares anyone.
I mean, we have four guys that are going to play in the NFL on the offensive line, but no one really pays any attention to that.
Brother, I just gave you credit for having one guy that's going to play on Sundays. What's his name? Your All-American right tackle. Yeah, he's going to be great. I gave you credit for that. It's not like we're just ripping you in the face here with all that.
And what about Wandell Robinson? Probably one of the most explosive guys in the SEC at receiver.
Struggled with the snake yesterday.
He had 100 yards.
Allen, it's in Columbia.
Well, message me and we'll talk about that stream, man. But I appreciate you calling the show, sir.
Okay, no problem. Have a good one, man.
Have a good night. All right, there you go.
Roll MF and Tide says Kentucky's Kroger card will not be accepted in Columbus this weekend. What does a town in Georgia have to do with Kentucky's Kroger card? Columbia. Okay.
All-American against UGA. Let's take another call here. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening.
What's up? What's up, guys? I know you're about to get in on Clemson, but you know, DJ, I think, man, he definitely had his best game yesterday.
Stop it. No, he didn't. He did not have his best game yesterday. He had his best game yesterday.
Compared to the first two games, I mean, that's my opinion.
Dabo Swinney says best is the standard, right? That we hear that all the time from Dabo Swinney. Do you really think that is the absolute best? Because I can go back and show you a Notre Dame game where he threw for almost 400 yards. Yesterday, what did he end up breaking?
I meant this season.
This season. Okay. Well, the reality is that in this season, he hasn't played worth a shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the thing. I'm frustrated on this front because Dabo Swinney's press conference, he said, DJ grew this game. What did he grow into? A 250-pound fullback that's supposed to be throwing the ball? Of course he's gonna. That's what he did. He ran the ball yesterday and he played with heart. I'll give him that. But to say he had a good game is not fair. It's not fair at all. Tyson Fomichu plays yesterday. Clemson wins by 30. You want to know why? Because Fomichu's out there and he runs with tempo and everything else, which is what Clemson's offense is supposed to be. So I'm not saying they should switch from Uiagalelei. The reality is he's probably going to be a good quarterback, but right now he's fucking lost. And for people to prop him up and say, oh, you're doing well, no, you're not. Just be honest about it. Be honest about where you're at.
Dabo just doesn't want to bench him, you know. Maybe he'll just run him until he gets hurt. That's maybe as Clemson fans, that's what we can hope for. And hopefully we don't take a loss before it happens.
Well, I don't wish any player to get hurt.
No,
let's make sure we understand that. But the reality is to sit here and people are like, they want to blame the offensive line, and you can do all that. But the reality is that when you're the quarterback, you take a shoulder load of that responsibility, and he didn't look like a very good quarterback. The better quarterback yesterday was for Georgia Tech. So there's that. 126 yards through the air. And that's his best game of the season. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense. I mean,
under
100 yards against damn Georgia Tech in mop-up duty last time. Come on, man.
James, Will
Taylor. I agree, man. I think Will Taylor could run the offense a whole lot better than.
Well, Will Taylor's probably the best athlete on campus. He's going to end up being doing a lot of stuff for the football team, but he's probably going to be an all ACC baseball player as well. So, but the idea of this is big boy football, you know, and the reality comes back to this. He came in, he was hyped to the moon. He was behind Trevor Lawrence. He had two games where he was great last season, and we were told he's absolutely outstanding. And right now he's not. So, you know, and the people that, and I understand being supportive of him to a point, but, you know, the stuff that Dabo Swinney said in his press conference yesterday was horseshit. You want to talk good about your team, talk about the defense. Talk about how they were great. But don't give me this crap with the offense with 126 yards. Holy shit. Anyway, I'm sorry. What else do you have for the show?
Dabo's really sugarcoating it in his press conferences here lately. And, yeah. You know, but I have faith we can get it fixed, but I don't know. DJ might just, you know, some players have it and some of them don't. He just seems kind of quiet and like he doesn't have a lot of confidence. So.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the show, buddy. Jackpot, what did you think of the Clemson game, man?
Honestly, I didn't see much of it. It was that long damn delay. Thought was crazy. There was no lightning around here. I guess it's only in that one unfavorable part of the state that they had that bad weather. But over here, Bluegrass is talking shit to the Tennessee fans. Says Tennessee is worse than Vandy, huh?
At least they
blew out their FCS opponent yesterday, 56-0, and you struggled to beat UT Chattanooga. Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe that's what we should call the Sunday show, is just the Get the Fuck Out of Here edition of the program. Caller, welcome in.
What's up, Carolina Jackpot? And I'm not sure who the other guy is. Rob.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to know, do y'all think, how long will it take before Carolina can compete with the Georgias, and how long would you think, judging by where we're at right now, how long do you think it'll take for Carolina to compete with the Georgias and the other elite schools?
Hold on, we'll let Jackpot answer that, man. Appreciate your call, ma'am. You have a good evening, all right?
All right.
At least 5 years, at least, of building and recruit. I mean, they're not that far off the mark. They're not that far off the mark. The coaching needs to be tightened up a little bit over there. I mean, I've always said, it begins and ends with the lines of scrimmage and that offensive line. So that's where we need to start.
Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Rob, you got my song queued up?
Oh, yeah, actually I do. How are you, Megan?
I'm wonderful, as you can
imagine.
That's
wonderful. Let me see. Oh, here we go. There's Megan's song. All right, what you got, Megan?
right. Hey, I'm going to solve the whole DJ ukulele issue real quick.
Sure.
For you people who are wondering what's wrong with him. He's still seeing Jordan Davis in his sleep. The guy's waking up in sweats, talking to himself. His brain is ruined for the 2021 season, so just rest him. You want to borrow Stetson Bennett?
For what? We don't need a fucking – we don't need somebody to sit on the end of the bench. And by the way, can I ask you, and you'll be honest with me and not try to troll here, what in the blue fuck was Kirby Smart doing putting him in the game last night at all? I have no clue how he got into the game and threw an interception. I mean, maybe I missed something. I just look up and he's throwing a pick. What the hell's going on with that?
You did miss something because you're not aware of the brilliant mind of Kirby Smart.
Oh, okay. Tell me why he shouldn't be, why they shouldn't be developing some of the other five-star guys when, you know, Stetson Bennett's not going to be there next year.
No, that's one move I can't defend. I have no idea. Okay. I just about put a fist through my drywall when that happened. But,
okay, I honestly thought there was something I didn't know. If maybe Daniels had his helmet ripped off and he had to come out for a play, you could send some of these other guys out. But don't you think that it's and Jackpot, I'll get your opinion on this too. The idea when you go up by four touchdowns, you've got a quarter of play left to go. Why not put some of those guys out there and get them some seasoning? Or is that just me being dumb?
No, absolutely not. I mean, a lot of people react to that way to the Stetson Bennett deal. I mean, it's not doing anything to help you. He's not going to be there next year. I mean, it's not doing anything to help build the young players up. It's what used to aggravate the shit out of me when Steve Spurrier was coaching the Gamecocks, and you never saw a backup ever get into the game to do anything meaningful, and that's why. I remember when 2015 rolled around, it's like you're sticking this true freshman out there who has seen no game time action whatsoever. Well, redshirt freshman, excuse me, who's seen no game reps and things just started going downhill. I don't understand that for the life of me.
Well, you're a fan there, Begging Megan. And I'm honestly not trying to throw shade at him, but that just seems pretty damn ignorant.
No, there really is no logical explanation for it. One of the dumbest moves I've seen him make, which is saying a lot. It really, I don't even get me started. I don't even want to start talking about that. Honestly, there is no defending that. There is no logical explanation for it. Period.
But, there you go. I didn't mean to shit on your call, but I wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do want to go out on a limb here, real quick. Sure. First, let me give you a little piece of trivia. Georgia has now played both major football programs in the state of South Carolina. If you combine their rushing yards,
they played Coastal Carolina.
They didn't play Coastal. What are you talking about?
He said they played both the major teams in South Carolina. I said they played Coastal.
Yeah, you didn't. I mean, you didn't play Coastal. Coastal's the other ranked team. Y'all drop a couple of games, you might get Coastal.
I'm throwing a shot at us.
Or some shit. No, I'm picking, but no, I know where you're going. It's less than 100 yards. I think it's like 98 yards.
No, it's 84 yards. Clemson contributed to two of them. So just
Clemson got their face kicked in. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to go out on a limb here. I think the entire country is way, way overreacting to Florida's performance against Alabama. I think, you know, Alabama usually has that one game where you just have to catch them on the right Saturday, and you've got a shot. And Florida did that. They caught them on the right Saturday, and they still pissed away that game. I don't think you will see Alabama's defense look that bad the entire rest of the year. If they wind up playing Florida in Atlanta, which I don't think will happen, they will stomp a mud hole in Florida. I think people are completely overreacting to how good Florida is. I'm telling you, their line of scrimmage is not real hot. With a couple of exceptions, they're not real hot. If they play them again, they will push Florida up and down the field.
Okay. Well, that remains to be seen. I haven't bought into Florida either, so I don't. And maybe that's just because I don't like Dan Mullen. I feel about Dan Mullen almost the same as I feel about Kirby Smart, but Dan Mullen is a doofus himself. I think he's a good offensive coordinator, but as far as running a program, really?
You can question Kirby Smart's some of his decisions on the field, but you have to admit there's been no off the field ridiculousness like you've seen from Dan Mullen.
That is a very fair statement. And Kirby Smart, he does. I don't trust much of what he says in the press conference, but at least the press conference last year with LSU with the whole shoe thing, the way that he acted like before he walked in, he took a hit of Coke and drank like eight shots of Fireball and then went in and did that press conference. It was like, yeah. Are you out of your mind? The shit that he said, he is terrible. I can't stand that guy.
He's a different cat. He really is. He is a different cat. He's out there all by himself. That's for sure.
But, well, if he wins, he wins.
Yeah. Well, we're 2-0 against the state of South Carolina. Like somebody said, we would be, which I asked you to put that up in the bookcase of accountability. I think you threw it.
I said that I would hope that you would be 0-2. Look, I have respect for the Georgia program. You have a great defense. I think your coach is an idiot, but I think you have a great defense, and I think you have the talent to win a national title.
Who recruited that talent? The idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He can recruit talent. That's great. But getting over that hump, you have the talent to win a national title, but deep down in your soul, you know, just like I do, you're just waiting for them to Georgia it up again. Just like they do every season. It happens.
But that won't change the fact we're 2-0 against
you guys. I give you absolutely all the credit in the world for that. Completely shut Clemson down. We had no business, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think our defense came to play and played pretty well. But the reality is that offensively we were inept, and that was because of the Georgia defense. Jackpot can tell you about the whole thing with the South Carolina game. I saw Georgia doing some pretty spiffy stuff out there on defense yesterday. So
I still think I'll let you go after this. I still think South Carolina wins one that they probably shouldn't. I think they have enough talent to win one they shouldn't. They're going to get somebody.
How about Kentucky this week? Get past the snake. That issues with the snake. I'm stealing that from Jackpot. That's great, Jackpot.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a moccasin. It's a damn snake.
Maybe Kentucky or Mizzou, or maybe Tennessee.
I don't know. I'd call the Tennessee game a push right now, but they'll get somebody they shouldn't. Guys, I got to let you run.
Thanks, Megan. Appreciate it.
Might be Auburn. I mean, they don't do anything to fucking wow me. And in fact, that Penn State Auburn matchup last night was way overrated in my book. I mean, just because Penn State, and I got love for the state of Pennsylvania and everything, but just because 109 people dress up in all white, I mean, and make it feel like a big game, doesn't mean it really is.
Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening.
How y'all doing, guys? I see y'all was, I'm an Alabama fan here, but y'all was, why y'all dogging on Georgia so much?
I just like to dog Georgia.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to dog. Yeah, I guess the way I like to dog Auburn, but I have to admit, they probably got the best defense in the country right now.
They have an awesome defense. They certainly do.
Yeah. And, I've seen a lot of fight. You know, South Carolina, even though that game was about Georgia was way more talented than, but South Carolina showed a little bit of a fight. There were some things they did that was pretty good. At number six, he's a pretty good receiver, I believe. Mm-hmm. The only coaching gaffe they had was that when it was backed up there right before half, they run the clock and they tried to throw that pass and got that safety. They basically gave Georgia 5 free points.
Actually, Shane Beamer said that in his press conference tonight, his teleconference. He said he gave Georgia 5 free points. That's what – there's that too.
Okay, and on the Muschamp thing, that has to be the most unluckiest coach I've ever seen. If you look at what happened at Florida, first year they – had a pretty good team. Starting quarterback goes out. 2017, they had a pretty decent team, and Debo Samuels gets hurt against South Carolina. So, I mean, this guy just seems, for whatever reason, he just has some bad luck in his career, too.
I respectfully disagree with you on that, sir. Will Muschamp gets everything that he's got coming to him. He basically ruined two SEC programs in the East. The stuff down at Florida, with especially the stuff he did behind the scenes, pissed a lot of people off down there. And then at South Carolina, you know, it was he walked around and acted like he had won the SEC championship all the time, and he forgot to recruit wide receivers and offensive linemen.
The thing about it is, it's a lot easier for Florida to recover.
Right. Well, they're just the way that he dealt with a lot of folks down there. There was the kid that transferred out of there that went from there to West Virginia that lit the world on fire.
Mountain Greer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just, you know.
Well, the problem with Greer, I think that was under Michael Wayne. What happened was Greer was using some illegal substance, which, from what I understand, you can buy the stuff off the shelf at GNC. But NCAA suspended Greer for a calendar year, and he wouldn't have been eligible to play till the middle of the next season.
I have to get my notes out on it, but there were a slew of players that ended up transferring out of there. And there were some losses that didn't make any sense, including the loss to Georgia Southern, where Georgia Southern didn't complete a pass. How the fuck do you lose a game as an SEC team to a team that doesn't complete a pass? That's terrible.
If you ever go back and watch that Georgia Southern game, like on YouTube,
yeah,
that game shouldn't have been close. Georgia Southern like turned the ball over three times in the red zone.
Yeah.
I mean,
they did.
That makes it look worse. But I think, you know, Urban had a lot of bad reputation, a lot of players getting arrested and stuff. So a lot of them guys that Muschamp kicked out of school, you know, Jeremy Foley, the AD at the time, told Muschamp, I want you to do, if you don't do nothing else, clean this program up. So I think a lot of them guys were bad apples anyway. They need, you know.
And that's fair, too. But I just – my big thing with Muschamp is that after covering him here and seeing the way that he dealt with people here, it's just have a disdain for him. So most Gamecock fans are in the same boat. And the fact that he got $17 million to not coach here is insane to me.
I had it with him when he defended DJ Durkin.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, that was something else too. DJ Durkin had a kid die under his watch, and when he was asked about it, he defended DJ Durkin and basically said, what was the whole line? We don't know the whole story. Here's the story. There was a guy on your team and he died. Yeah. Guy on your team was Durkin's player and he died, and you're going to defend him in your press conference. Okay.
What I understand about that story is, it was during the time of the year where only the strength and conditioning coaches could work out with the players, and the head coach really can't have nothing to do, no contact during that time with the players.
Right.
Is that right? So how, right. I don't know.
Here's the thing with that is that, in my opinion, when you're the head coach, you're completely responsible. And the reality is that the University of Maryland and an independent investigator all pointed the fingers eventually at Durkin. So, and they said in a press conference, we are legally responsible for what happened here because of our association with DJ Durkin. And Will Muschamp's defending him in his press conference.
Yeah. I mean, he should have just deflected that question and say, I don't have an opinion on it, or I haven't been caught up on that story. Something, I don't know. I mean, why? It's stupid.
Yeah, it was just silly.
I noticed when DJ Durkin got the defensive coordinator job at Ole Miss,
right?
They asked the player's family that passed away, and they said, "Well, we really don't hold nothing personal against Coach Durkin, and we wish him good luck in his future. So, well,
and that's and good for them. And I'm glad they were able to find some closure for that, because Lord knows they dealt with enough. Their son's not going to be there anymore. So,
right. And I just think that's kind of a hypocritical rule of the NCAA, because if I'm a head coach, I'm going to be held responsible for what happens. I think they ought to allow the head coach to be in the weight room during that time period. They need to really look at that rule.
And that's a fair, if he's going to be held accountable, he should be allowed to be there. I'll give you that. But he's also responsible for hiring those folks too. So
right.
There's that. Yeah. All right. Hey, man, anything else?
Y'all have a good evening. Let somebody else call in.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. anyway. Back to the Clemson set for just a second. The Clemson offense on the day put up, make sure I give you the right numbers here. On the day, Clemson had 284 yards. 284 yards. What a piss poor performance. Someone asked what game I was getting excited for on the Clemson schedule. For Clemson right now, it's survive each week. That's basically where it's at. The defense is going to win a ton of games for them, but right now the offense is inept. I did like what Will Shipley did yesterday, but yeah.
There, we got quite the battle going on over here in the comment section between the Tennessee man and the Kentucky man. Vol State says Kentucky has black coal, chopped up mountains, and Tennessee has the Smokies. We're arguing right here. We're using nature. We're talking shit with nature and fucking mountains. What do you think about that? Our mountains better than yours.
Yeah, we've got better mountains than you do. We've got better mountains than you do. That's great. Alejandro Ramirez. Like, I hope I didn't
pronounce the name.
Yeah, we make better moves. Clemson's not going to the playoffs. I agree. I completely agree. Clemson does not look like a playoff team right now. So
you can make the argument that Will Shipley kind of showed up yesterday for the first time.
Actually, yeah, I thought about that. The one highlight from yesterday here.
Hand off Shipley bounces off one tackle, bounces off another, finding his way to the end zone. Did he get it? He did.
Wow.
Touchdown. 13-3 Clemson.
There you go. Good old Don Munson on the call there as Clemson gets the win. Oh, yeah, that's a win they were supposed to get by 28.
14-8 is our final, though. Clemson in a thriller wins it here in Death Valley.
You have any Todd Ellis clips?
No, I don't. I don't have any Todd Ellis clips. I'll try to pull some for next week. But
please do.
You mad at me making me listen to Todd Ellis? Do you hate me?
No, I enjoy Todd. I think he's great. Thanks. I mean, he's the best South Carolina play-by-play guy of football since Bob Fulton. I mean, he's the only one. No, there was somebody else in there for a few years.
Yeah, there was – I don't remember his name.
Was it Charlie something?
Charlie – I don't remember his name. 803-470-2905. I don't remember his name. I can't remember who it was.
I don't know. It was pretty good, though.
Alex said it could be a rock fight in Jacksonville. Okay. We'll see about that. We shall see about that. The running that happened yesterday against Alabama is not going to happen against Georgia. So Mullen better figure something else out. Thaddeus says, why did Jackpot delete the second video last night? It was comedic gold.
I live streamed that one. It never uploaded. Charlie McAlexander was his name, says Skip 714.
Yep, that's it. Charlie Mac. That's what they called him. All right, here we go. Back out to the phones. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment here.
Sure.
Kentucky, South Carolina is going to be a 50-50 game.
With all the
off-field problems Kentucky's had this year and changing out the staff, they have three turnovers and not beating South Carolina. They're definitely not going 11-1. So,
that's a valid point. Yeah. Well, Bluegrass Sports Media says they're they're going 11-1, but they had issues with the snake yesterday.
Sure did.
It was ugly.
If South Carolina doesn't recover from the Georgia loss, I think Kentucky gets them. But three turnovers, I don't care who you're playing. It's hard to come over, you know, overcome that. But I'm just going to make a quick comment.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking forward to the game, and may the best team win.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to peer over that as we go there. George's best says Rob said Jackpot doesn't delete his videos. He normally doesn't. I've never seen him delete anything. I mean, it's news to me. This is the first I heard of him losing his shit and me not hearing about it.
He's going to have to go back and check the files.
Have to go back and check it. I don't know.
Yeah, Watergate stuff.
I know, right? All right, back out to the phones. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Hey, I'm enjoying the show, and congratulations on the traffic y'all been getting lately.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to make a quick comment, and I was kind of curious to see if it happened. And it's a good thing we didn't care that Georgia didn't carry Muschamp off the field last night like they did Brad Scott's fat ass when he beat us in 99. And that's really all I got to say about that. That's one thing I was curious to see. That KY jelly guy, he's crazy. He's crazier than hell. They're going to lose a lot more than one game.
I agree with you, sir. Thank you for calling. Man, that's a throwback Jackpot.
I remember that now. God, how embarrassing. Because both teams are horrible, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, neither team was worth a shit. And you're like, what? Why are you carrying this guy off the field? Fuck is that? I remember that.
0-11 or 0-10, and Clemson was like, how?
3-8, 3-7, something like that. Clemson wasn't very good either. Ugh. Anyway. All right, final call for calls this evening, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905.
Remember, we got to announce the games for the pick'em now.
Well, I got them right here. That's what I was going to next, buddy. Okay. Here's the cool part. Jackpot got obliterated last night. Had an argument with his significant other. Streamed it. I didn't get to see it, but I wake up this morning and oh look at my text messages from Jackpot. He was all with it this morning. That's some funny shit, Jackpot. I'm mad I didn't get to see that video. Now, damn it. Here's the games we've got: Clemson at NC State. Clemson's like an 11-point favorite. Kentucky at South Carolina. South Carolina is like a 5 or 6 point dog? I can't remember, Jackpot.
Mizzou, I think Boston we're a 5-point underdog. Six.
Yeah, I can pull these up really quick here while we're giving these out. Let's see here. All right, so let's look at the rest of them here. We got Mizzou at Boston College. Where is that line? I don't know. I'll just give you the rest. I'm trying not to haunt the lines. But Tennessee at Florida, I did see that one. Tennessee is a 17-point dog at Florida.
Wow.
Georgia at Vanderbilt. Fuck out of here. Notre Dame and Wisconsin. Did I say that out loud, Jackpot?
What was the deal yesterday with Notre Dame wouldn't let Purdue bring their drum into
It wouldn't fit into the hole. Like they didn't have a big enough opening to get the drum onto the field.
Yeah, but they've played there before, and they played before. I don't know. Maybe this drum. Maybe they got a bigger drum than they had the last time they came. I don't know.
We'll see. I honestly, that's what I read. They couldn't fit the drum on the field. Notre Dame against Wisconsin at Soldier Field. Wisconsin's a 3-point favorite. Texas A&M and Arkansas.
That'll be a good game.
That should be a decent game. That's in Arlington. The Couch Burners from West Virginia playing at Oklahoma. Jesus. Louisville at FSU. Jesus.
I think it's getting worse, don't they? I mean, you would have thought that they would have came out, throwing punches yesterday after that embarrassing performance last Saturday night, losing to Jacksonville State. And it turns out, I guess they're really just that bad. I mean,
you know, there aren't very many games. I think they have like 19,000 fans. I don't know how many fans can fit into Wake Forest Stadium.
Like a 30,000 seater.
Yeah, but when those 30,000 fans can leave at the end of the third quarter and head to the college bars after an ACC contest, that's when you know your team is shit.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know.
Rutgers at Michigan. Oh, Jesus, jackpot.
Hey, that.
Okay. What's the line on that game? Oh, my goodness. I'll find. Okay, Missouri and Boston College. Boston College is a 1-point favorite.
Okay.
What's that?
Rutgers is undefeated. Rutgers is pretty good.
You think so? Okay. I don't. Oh, Rutgers is a 19-point underdog to Michigan.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
That does. And by the way, the Cale Hall special, which is always the game that I look at and I just go, huh, Kansas at Duke. Oh, Kansas at Duke.
Duke kind of pulled off a little mild upset yesterday. They handled Northwestern. They had them down by like 20 points at one time, I think.
Fuck my life. Fuck it.
Thank you, Virtual Kale. I have to pick that game. We'll pick those games on Wednesday. Wow. Jackpot, did you have anything else that you wanted to go over before we get out of here?
No, not nothing. Nothing comes to mind, but, go Cox, and hopefully we can get things right on the offensive line this week, because if South Carolina can run the ball next Saturday night, which is supposed to be our specialty, if South Carolina can run the ball against Kentucky, they'll win. They will not beat Kentucky with Luke Doty throwing the football. I mean, it's just not going to happen. He's not going to beat them with his arm. Not going to beat him with his arm. We need improved offensive line play.
I think if Kevin Harris gets 20 carries, South Carolina wins. There's my stat. That means that South Carolina is committed to the run, and they're committed to giving Kevin Harris.
Well, I just want to know where. I mean, Juju McDowell, was he was on milk carton last night. I looked; there was a young man was injured, and he wasn't injured. I mean, I don't even see him. I didn't even know if he even made the trip. He missed the damn bus because I mean, he basically won that East Carolina game, and last night, I mean, he's nowhere to be found. And I'm just like, you know, what the fudge?
What do you think about what Bluegrass Sports Media says here?
Kentucky loads the box and Doty throws picks. I mean, it's not out of the question, but I mean, he didn't throw them against Georgia. And I mean, let's just face facts. I mean, their defensive line is heads and shoulders above fucking Kentucky's. I mean, let's be real.
He thinks they're going 11-1, man. You guys are just one of the W's on the way to the 11, because the only team they can't beat is Georgia.
Now, reality's going to set in Saturday night.
I got to do my research. I'd like to pick them. I'd like to pick South Carolina, but I'm trying to win the competition here.
Yeah.
By the way,
as old Uncle Luke says in his videos, reality is about to come knocking at your door.
That's true. That
trips me out.
Yeah. Well, we'll have the picks up for the special this weekend. And all of that up on the website and for those who are in the contest. So Gary Mills leads the way with 22 out of 33 correct picks. I called him earlier tonight and he said if he wins, he's spending all the money on hookers and cocaine. So at least we know.
That's pretty impressive for Gary Mills. I mean, what was maybe not last year or year before. I don't know the contest. I mean, he was riding the doo-doo bus. I mean, he was down there near the bottom.
He won the bowl pick'em the last bowl pick'em we had. So he's going for two football contests in a row. Gary Mills is almost royalty here if he wins this.
This is right around the time when I start heating up. So
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. Comrade had a good week. He was sure to text us about that, but you know, he'll end up failing again. He's terrible. All right, so we'll be back at it on Wednesday with our picks for the week. Thank you guys for your support of the show, and we will see you on Wednesday.